feeling pretty good when it comes to business in 2020. But what about the Michigan Chamber? From the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, it's time for the Business Brief from the Michigan Chamber with Rich Studley, the President and Chief Executive Officer. Rich, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. At the Michigan Chamber, we are optimistic about 2020.
I would think you are. I mean, I'm looking around. You see unemployment at historical lows across the board. You see companies looking to hire. You see wages that are increasing. You see the markets that are responding well. USMCA has passed. A lot of great places to start. And you guys, we were just at an event with the Chamber, the economic forecast for 2020. And my gosh, things look pretty good, don't they?
They do look good. The economic forecast event last week had a lot of good news to share with your listeners and our state leaders. You are absolutely correct. Employment is up, unemployment is down, and the consensus economic forecast for the upcoming year is continued. Economic growth, a little slower but steady, little or no likelihood of a recession. There are always national or international events that we can't control, but those things we can control at the state level look very good. That's why we're sharpening the focus on three or four key issues. For the first half of 2020, there's still a window of opportunity in Lansing to get good things done.
Well, let's talk about those three or four key areas and issues that you want to focus on at the Michigan Chamber, where you want to spend. Obviously, it's an election year, so a lot of political pressure is going to be going on out there. But when you talk to both incumbent politicians and those that are seeking office maybe for the first time, what is your message? What are those three or four key areas?
Part of our key message to members of the State House and the Michigan Senate is that we have a full-time legislature. The November general election will take care of itself. There is a window of opportunity over the next 3 or 4 months to move forward together on good public policy. One top priority is to close the skills gap. As you mentioned earlier, Steve, unemployment is at an all-time historic low. But there are still over 100,000 job opportunities that are going vacant because Michiganders don't have the skill set they need. So part of the budget drama from last year is the governor and legislative leaders did not agree to continue funding for the Going Pro Jobs Training Program. That's about $35 million. We have a budget surplus. We have $1 billion in the state's rainy day fund. We want them to restore funding to the Going Pro program so that workers that are here in Michigan can get the additional skills they need to get and keep good jobs.
Yeah, closing that skills gap is critical because you're right. It's great that we have 100,000 jobs ready for the people. But if the people aren't ready for the jobs, it doesn't mean much, does it?
It doesn't. We need to stay focused in Lansing on growing the private sector. Job creation and economic opportunity in the private sector is the best guarantee we can have that there'll be adequate funding for state government and local government and public schools. There is one storm cloud on the horizon, and I want to credit State Senator Eric Nesbitt for blowing the whistle to have the courage and determination to expose what's going on at the Department of Licensing and Regulation. They seem a little confused at that important state agency about whether their focus is on licensing and regulation or labor racketeering. Another priority for the Michigan Chamber will be to work with members of the House and Senate and the administration. I hope to talk to the governor later this week and ask her to please stop this effort to use the licensing progress at the marijuana regulatory agency to impose forced unionization on companies that need business licenses to operate. That is contrary to the state's right to work law. It is unwise, it is unfair, it is extra legal, and it just has to stop.
Well, we'll see what happens. That's obviously been in the headlines. It's obviously a concern of the chamber. And so that's good that that storm cloud has been identified, and I agree with you on that. What are some of the other positive key areas that you're focusing on in 2020 as we move forward?
We do still believe there's an opportunity to make progress on our economic development infrastructure, especially specific transportation projects. Again, we'll be talking this week and next week with the governor and legislative leaders. I think we learned with the budget drama last year and the drama over fixing the roads that there are some lawmakers, especially in the State House on the far left and on the far right in the State House, there are people who don't want to fix the roads. They want to engage in wishful thinking or there are people that want to hijack the roads debate and turn it into a scheme for a giant income tax increase. And we really can't let either of those things happen. So we will be talking with the governor and legislative leaders about a carefully crafted, properly funded, targeted bond issue focused at repairing and replacing several hundred critical bridges. These are serious problems at the local level. Voters approve bond issues all the time.
Sure.
When they know exactly how the money will be spent. We think that there is an alternative approach that is available to us and could receive bipartisan support. So we'll be talking about focusing on Michigan's critical bridges. That way, motorists and taxpayers and voters can look at a map and see the critical bridges that are dilapidated or deteriorating or unsafe in their communities, and they will know if they vote yes on a bond issue or the legislature approves a bond issue, the specific projects that would move forward.
I think people would pay more if they knew the money was going to go to a specific project and not siphoned off or something else. But you hit on a couple of big things there: tax climate, infrastructure, making sure that when a project is done, it's done for that project, money's raised for that specific item. I believe people would be more inclined to say yes if they knew that's the way it was going to work. Rich Studley here, the president and chief executive officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, I'll give you the last word here today, and I guess my question is, are you optimistic? You said you were. Say it again.
We are optimistic. We know that when our state leaders and the business community focus on job creation and economic growth, that's good for all Michiganders. We can move our state forward. Another capstone project for us would be to get state government moving forward again on building the Great Lakes Tunnel. There's great opportunity out there. We just have to step up and meet the challenge.
From the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, it's been the Michigan Chamber Business Brief with our good friend Rich Studley, the president and chief executive officer of the Michigan Chamber. Rich, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
Quick break. We'll be right back on a Monday on the Steve Gerber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a small business owner, you can be pulled in many directions. There are decisions that need to be made about your workforce, insurance, and taxes, not to mention all the decisions you need to make about serving your customers. There's one decision, however, that thousands of businesses make each year, and that's the decision to become a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber works with companies of all sizes and types to deliver solutions to relieve the stress of running a business. With a combination of powerful advocacy and products and services to help your bottom line, your membership investment can add to your business success. At the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, we put our members in the center of all that we do. It's our job to fight for your business so you can keep running yours.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you.